Some people think tinnitus leads to memory loss, and there's a few reasons that I'll uncover with you.
Welcome to the Tinnitus Relief Podcast, where we talk about how to reduce and overcome tinnitus. I'm your host, Dr. Ben Thompson, audiologist and founder of Treble Health, the nation's leader in tinnitus care. Together with the top doctors, I created the Tinnitus Quiz, a tool I believe everyone struggling with tinnitus should give a try. Ready for real relief that lasts? Start with our free assessment at tinnitusquiz.com. Now, let's get started with today's episode.
If you have tinnitus, you may have heard some scary claims about memory loss. And look, it's easy to get confused by the sheer amount of information, studies, or even advice from friends or medical professionals. But I'm here to break down exactly what we know about tinnitus and memory loss, and I'll even give you a spoiler. It's complicated, but not nearly as bad as you might think. First, I'd like to talk about why some people think tinnitus leads to memory loss, and there's a few reasons that I'll uncover with you. There has been research that showed an association between tinnitus and decrease in a few measures of cognitive ability. And remember the word association. It'll be important later. The first link in the research is executive function. The term executive function describes a group of mental abilities which are essential for planning and achieving objectives, exercising self-discipline, adhering to complex instructions despite interruptions, and maintaining concentration in the face of distractions, amongst other skills. Slow executive function refers to a reduced speed or efficiency in cognitive processes that are responsible for managing and organizing thoughts, making decisions, and controlling behavior. For my patients that I've worked with over my career as a tinnitus specialist, what I see is that the intrusive, constant sound that they're dealing with impacts areas of their life that are very important to them, like reading in a quiet place, focusing at work, doing computer assignments. All of those pieces play an important role in their quality of life and ability to provide for their family. So this sound of tinnitus can affect the executive function in those areas. But most importantly for us from this research, they found that short-term memory was impacted for those with tinnitus. Someone who has trouble with short-term memory may forget the details of a recent conversation, have trouble with instructions, or frequently misplace everyday items like their keys or their phone. For individuals that I've worked with personally as an audiologist, or who have worked with my team at Treble Health, I know that the cognitive ability is affected in the short term because the sound of tinnitus makes it harder to engage with family. It sort of takes some of our energy away. It definitely brings on stress. It makes us more tired. The ability to focus and concentrate is affected. But here's something important that you probably didn't think of when I started to link tinnitus and cognitive abilities. Many people with tinnitus also have hearing loss. And untreated hearing loss is associated with cognitive decline and dementia. That has been studied over the years in our profession. The research has found that even a mild degree of hearing loss can lead to changes that are objectively seen with fMRI imaging studies in the brain. In fact, the most common cause of tinnitus is hearing loss or changes to the hearing system. Now, there are other causes that may have different associations, but to understand that the hearing loss component can and has been shown to affect dementia with a negative relationship, that we have to learn what's the overlap between tinnitus and hearing loss. Now, most individuals that I've worked with for tinnitus have primarily a tinnitus problem. They may have some secondary occasional hearing issues or none at all, but their focus is on fixing their tinnitus. When I help someone with tinnitus, I need to know their hearing test. That is an objective assessment of how both of their ears function. And with that information, we can determine how much of their tinnitus is a result of the hearing loss versus other factors, other causes at play. So interestingly, the study I'd mentioned in this video did in fact find that individuals with tinnitus scored worse on cognitive performance tasks. But in my opinion, a big part of that is due to the fact that tinnitus is distracting. Plus, another big component is that there is a high correlation between tinnitus prevalence and hearing loss. Okay, so don't be alarmed if you have tinnitus and you're worried that it might cause dementia. In my opinion, there's no research to suggest that. Plus, there's a good reason to believe these associations can be drastically reduced by treatment. For my patients that I've worked with, when they're dealing with the intensity of tinnitus, whether it's new for them or they've had it for years and then it just reaches a tipping point that they need help and they reach out, what I've noticed is that their concentration, their attention, their focus is all on tinnitus. And when I ask them, what percentage of your average waking hours are you aware of tinnitus? Often their answers are above 50%. So of course, it's going to affect our executive function, our decision-making, our short-term memory. And if these individuals took a sort of cognitive performance test, then yes, I expect that test to have a poor result or a subpar result based on the individual's real abilities. But does that mean that their cognitive ability is permanently changed? No, because these same individuals, when they go through the treatment program, and a vast majority of them are having dramatic, successful treatments, then what these individuals find is that their concentration, their attention, their ability to hold conversations and short-term memory, it's returned to near normal or normal levels. And if they were to take the cognitive ability test at that point, I think they would score the same that they did before they even had bothersome tinnitus. So to me, that points here that we don't want to take the research and misinterpret it and create this sort of fear or scare that the tinnitus is going to lead to dementia or cognitive decline. Because from the research, I'm not seeing that. Let's go into this topic further because your brain health is so important. And as all of us age, myself, my parents, you, our tribal health community, we want to focus on the tactical pieces that we can do to help with our brain health. Also, the science and the research. So we stay alert and we stay on top of what's really important. In hearing loss, for example, research had a similar hypothesis that hearing loss could lead to dementia and negative brain changes. Researchers invested further with very clear studies, and the leading theory, which at this point almost all audiologists and health professionals, ENT physicians agree on, is that hearing loss can lead to social isolation, less conversations, less involvement with family, not asking, what did you say? Because we're embarrassed. Just letting things slide. Maybe not going to that restaurant with our friends or family because it's too noisy. Not choosing to go to a social gathering. Staying at home, watching TV. That is a form of social isolation. And we are community-based beings. We really value and need our relationships, and so does our brain. As we age, it becomes very important to maintain good brain health. So those researchers found that hearing loss does directly lead to social isolation, especially untreated hearing loss. That's the key point here. Those who took the hearing loss and treated it were able to restore near normal or normal levels of social isolation and social engagement, right? And what the researchers also found is that social isolation was directly linked to risk of dementia, early stage cognitive changes in that sense. So you can see here the clear path connecting all of these. Now, tinnitus, in my opinion, doesn't have so clear of a path, although it is plausible that the concentration, the difficulty with focus could impact the cognitive abilities. However, just like the hearing loss treatment was found to really stop the early risk of dementia here, I think a treatment of tinnitus is going to stop the difficulties with concentration, attention, short-term memory, executive function. Whether you have tinnitus or not, let's remember this, that anybody exposed to a constant distracting sound is probably going to do worse on tests or just be generally fatigued by having to deal with it all the time. Researchers have found that humans are very bad at multitasking, and various stimulus, whether it's sound, whether it's sight, whether it's different audio conversations at the same time, that we have a hard time with multitasking. And that's generally bad for focus and cognitive performance. So even though tinnitus is invisible, no one else is going to see it, the internal world is in a state of distraction, annoyance, and stress. That's why getting a tinnitus treatment is so important, and understanding the various solutions available can be so essential, because that's exactly what gets us out of this stress response and into back into this focused, alert state. As an audiologist, I have seen many cases succeed with tinnitus. So I'm very hopeful that tinnitus is not going to change your memory, your cognitive function. I just don't see that in the research. And there's reason to believe that proper treatment promoting the brain's natural ability to reduce this sound to a very manageable level, a level that millions of people live normal, productive lives despite having tinnitus, that is our goal. And that is very attainable. And for this group, I don't believe that their brain has experienced permanent negative changes because of tinnitus. So let's get this under control. Let's do what we can. And I'm very hopeful this is exactly what we need, and we won't have to worry about the negative brain changes, the risk of dementia with tinnitus. Typically, my patients have come to me seeking help for their tinnitus, generally trying to reduce the volume and reduce the impact it has on their life. That can affect their ability to fall and stay asleep, their ability to focus at work, enjoy quiet times like reading a book, spending time with family, and not feeling the stress and anxiety from tinnitus. Those are all normal, valid reasons to reach out for help. And fortunately, treatments exist that can get us there to those end results. For the studies that I mentioned in today's video, here's why you should take them with a grain of salt. These studies aren't quite saying what you think they are. Remember that word association? It just means we see something that is making two things appear together. In this case, memory impairment and tinnitus. It does not mean that one causes the other. We've discussed today how there might be other root causes. There's all kinds of variables that might weaken or strengthen associations. Some kinds of tinnitus are caused by hearing loss. Others are caused by TMJ or jaw issues. If researchers were to do a study on memory loss on people with tinnitus caused by TMJ jaw issues, I believe the results would likely be much different. No matter what the cause, and no matter how much tinnitus is affecting your concentration and attention, I want to say something very clear, that tinnitus is not set in stone. This is a neurological condition. There's nothing permanently broken in your system. So work on this. Get help. Do what you can and make a difference in your hearing. If you're interested in talking to an audiologist about your tinnitus, I have an incredible team behind me at Treble Health. You can give us a call at this number. My name is Dr. Ben Thompson. Thanks for being here. Bye.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben Thompson. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Remember, if you've ever been told there's nothing you can do for tinnitus, think again. At Treble Health, the tinnitus telehealth company that I founded, we're proving every day that improvement is possible. Our team of doctors are here to support you, so reach out if you need help. If you're looking for a place to start, take our free tinnitus quiz. I crafted it with expertise from the best in our field, and it's the next step that I believe could be a turning point for anyone who's struggling with tinnitus. All you have to do to get started is visit tinnitusquiz.com and see for yourself. Perhaps you'll find that Treble Health is exactly what you've been looking for. Well, until next time, keep working on your health and well-being, and I'll see you on the next episode.